entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll.
Oh, well, we're winning the chip with your kids. It's not the man of my life.
Being such a little fucking bitch! I love it! To the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob.
Make a sound and I'll make you feel right. Right at home. Right at home.
Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say.
No, you got me waiting in pain, but how come it's so easy to you?
Being such a little fucking bitch!
And I was thinking about the doorbell. When they're gonna ring it? When they're gonna ring it?
Bitch!
Yeah, I was thinking about the doorbell. When they're gonna ring it? When they're gonna ring it?
Fucking bitch!
I was thinking about the doorbell. When they're gonna ring it? When they're gonna ring it?
Bitch!
Yeah, I've been thinking about the doorbell. Oh, bell. They don't seem to come around.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
No.
Hey, Donna!
No.
Have you shot the coffee yet?
Yes! Welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the DJ New Style Show is proudly brought to you by a band from a country about the size of Montana. The country's Germany. The band, Rammstein! Okay, just cut it and turn it off. I'm sorry, I'm tired of it. God darn it. Just tired of it. But you know who isn't tired of it? You know who can't get enough of it? Your friend and mine. A bald man who lives in a basement. His name is Frank, but he goes by Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. When you went on class trips in school, did you have to pay for them? Or did the school cover the cost?
Does this just a thought that just enters your bald head? Does the absence of hair cause people to think of
no,
just
my you
lunacy?
Know my daughter's going on a class trip, right?
Yeah.
And I pay an obscene amount of property taxes. It's just disgusting. Okay.
can you give us a ballpark figure? Like property.
I'd rather not.
Property taxes.
I'd rather not.
So like what? Like maybe a couple thousand a year.
It's more than that. You know
what
I'm saying?
More than that. Okay, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you pay your
share. And they have the pardon?
You pay your share.
And they have the nerve to charge my daughter to charge us $28 for a goddamn class trip.
Well, where is she going?
To Liberty Science Center in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Well, they have to pay for gas.
Doesn't matter that I'm paying taxes. When I went to school when I was younger, we went on class trips. We went to Philadelphia for they didn't charge us a goddamn dime.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. The ones that they did ask you to pay for were the overnight trips, like the camp out trip at some lodge somewhere, or like in Washington D.C. or something. You have a couple days there, but apart from that, going to Philadelphia, the Franklin Institute, that's all on the cuff. That's all on the school. But times are tough, my friend. Your tax dollars, as steep as I know them to be, they can't cover that, Frank. They can't cover it. They can't cover
the
lawn clippings pickup, the garbage pickup, the police, everything. Frank, they have to pay for everything. So it's okay. You shell out $28 so she can go to the Liberty Science Center,
and
which
it's
is
an awful boring place
it
anyway.
Is. It's the worst place ever, and it's
a fucking bore fest.
And it's 30 minutes away. Do you understand? There's no gas involved, really. It's one vehicle.
It is so boring over there. And everything is hands-on, so there's fucking germs multiplied a million times over there.
Yeah, it's
all push, touch this, turn this, yank this, push this.
Yank, yank, and pull and push, right?
Right.
Favorite things. Now, why is this coming up all of a sudden? Did your wife just slip a permit?
She just told me about it, and it's just something else to add to the fucking. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, never ends, man. Never ends. You'll be knowing that pretty soon. One day you'll move into your house. And I say one day because you closed on it like 6 months ago and you're still not living there because you're afraid to remove your mouth from your mama's teat.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you closed on a house. Am I correct? The end of December? Wasn't it like December 30th?
Yeah, December 29th.
It's actually March. You still haven't fucking moved in yet. What are you waiting for?
I'm
I don't know anybody who buys a house and procrastinates. Okay, grow up. Stop being a little pussy boy. Get out of your fucking panel bedroom with your deer head and stop sucking on your mama's teat and get up and get your ass out and fucking move.
Aren't you Facebook friends with my mom?
I love your mother.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to write a quick message to her.
No, don't.
I'm going to tell her to listen to tonight's show. I'm going to tell her to download and hear all the awful things you said about her teat. And the things that I'm supposedly doing to them, which I'm not. I bought the house.
I've come to the conclusion.
Hey, shut up, asshole! I couldn't even think of anything better than asshole. You know the well is dry when all you have to pull out of your insult quiver is asshole. Go ahead.
I've been asking you when you're gonna move, and it's come to me. The fact is, you're afraid to go out on your own. You're afraid to leave the comfortable nest. You're afraid of not having your Eskimo pies at night. That's you like
Eskimo
you
pies.
Like Eskimo pie fix at 12 o'clock at night, don't you? You enjoy it.
What's an Eskimo pie?
Well, you're a big fan of the Eskimo pie, especially the pretzel covered ones.
I don't know what an Eskimo pie is.
An Eskimo pie.
What's an Eskimo pie? I'm asking you, and you just keep saying
a square brick.
An Eskimo pie.
It's a square brick of ice cream with chocolate coating.
Oh, a Klondike bar.
Well,
they're good.
It was originally an Eskimo pie.
Oh, excuse me. Well, now we have this thing called brands. You understand? They're not just sold out of wooden lean-tos anymore. You can actually go to what we call a supermarket outside of the Inuit communities.
And you enjoy 12 midnight, you know, going upstairs wherever the fuck you go, open the refrigerator, get you a little Klondike bar, maybe a bowl of cereal. You're going to miss that.
I get the bowl of cereal, but Frank, I don't understand why I'd have to live here to eat food. Like that.
Because
where is that logical jump that you're
making? Because you're comfortable. See, you yourself are not calling your new home home yet. Isn't that correct?
It's true, because I don't live there yet. When I live there, it'll be home. I'm working.
What
do you understand what I'm doing?
What the fuck are you waiting for?
Frank, I bought the house.
You've been putting up a chair rail for 3 fucking months.
No, I'm not. I'm actually refinishing, you know, getting floors refinished, tearing up carpets. I'm redoing the entire goddamn upstairs. That's what I'm doing. And I have a goal to be in there by April.
When I bought my first house, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to move in there. And it's like a stepchild, for Christ's sake. It's like a bastard stepchild.
First of all, I don't know why you're so fixated on this.
Because you're afraid to grow up. You're afraid to leave. You're afraid to leave your home.
Okay, let's just say if that were the case, which it isn't, what does this matter to you? What responsibility am I not fulfilling by being me or not moving in the house? I don't understand. How are you
missed?
Because
every day
you're
telling me what you got to do to the house.
No, I don't every day. First of all, I don't speak to you every fucking
day. Every goddamn
day. Son of a bitch. I don't speak to you every day. Do you remember, Frank? We'd gotten into a pattern where I would call you to talk about stuff for the show, and then one day I just didn't call you, and you called me all puzzled. You called me. Shut up.
That was the day of the show. That was the day of the show.
No,
we had this ritual.
It was not. You called me all puzzled.
No.
Are you okay? I just noticed you didn't call me like you always do.
That was the
like
day
some
of
kind
the
of
show.
A fucking
hey,
jilted ex girlfriend. What the fuck are you doing?
No, before
you're,
the
you
day,
know what
the,
you're getting you like just like they said on Hate Us Talk, which is hateustalk.tumblr.com, you are a little too comfortable in guy friendships. That's the thing.
No. What happens is. We have the ritual where you usually call me the day of the show, the night, you know, the day of the show, just to recoup. But whatever the case, I'm looking forward to the anticipation of seeing you move in and being an adult for once in your life.
What do you mean you're looking forward to seeing me move in? Like I'm gonna have you there with me when I'm moving in?
I don't want to fucking go there.
Well, then why are you looking forward to it?
Because I want to see you finally grow up and stop living under the shelter of your mama and your papa. Have some bills and expenses for once.
I fucking have bills and expenses.
What, you have a fucking car payment every month? BFD! Try fucking have a mortgage and health and benefits and health insurance!
You're an idiot! What do you think I'm paying already, you fucking dope? I own the fucking house! I live, you know, you fuck! I live every day with bills. I have fucking bills. I have a gas, I have all this shit. Why am I fucking telling you this? What? You are so up in arms about shit because there's some fucking issue that set you off. Something happened between me playing the intro and starting the show and right now that has just pissed you the fuck off.
By the way, could you have played that intro any more times?
You know what, Frank?
That's probably the 15th fucking time you played that.
And you know what? I played it because Sheepy said, you know, Frank likes that intro. Why don't you play it for Frank?
I see. Thank you.
You're an arrogant, selfish prick. You're a fucking prick. And you're an asshole.
So how was your week?
It was good. Not bad. Can't complain. Since we last spoke on the DJ New Style show, really, you know what, Frank? Nothing has gone on. Not a goddamn thing. And that's something that's really kind of getting to me. It's getting to the point where between... And I'm not complaining. I'm just kind of setting the table as far as what's going on in my everyday life. I work... I repair a house to try to get that ready. I have a fucking dog, you know, and I do the show. I'm not experiencing the world. I'm slowly slipping into your role on this planet, which is a role of the oblivious. I'm slowly my brain is withering into patterns. I'll find myself. I go out to go get something. I find myself on a road, I've just made three wrong turns. Why? Because I always make those turns. I'm slowly just burning patterns into my life. And I fear that at one point in my existence, I will end up like you. And I'll be goddamned if that happens, Frank. I'm going to take my life tonight before that happens just to save myself. No, I'm kidding. But Frank, it's terrible. Was there ever a moment of clarity that you had that you realized you were going to become what you are now?
I think once you pointed it out, I realized it.
So you didn't know. You were just...
I didn't know.
Lulled into a...
It's a routine. It's a routine.
You're on autopilot.
That's exactly it.
Your entire life is on autopilot. Like the movie Click. You're fast-forwarding your years for some amazing... Hold on. I need to back up. Did I just fucking refer to the movie Click? Am I the only person
that
ever...
I don't even know what that is. I had never heard of that.
Of course you don't, because it happened in a few years ago. So you would never know. There are movies that you just don't know, and that's every movie, basically. I don't know, Frank. I just see myself not experiencing new things, and it's really... Really becoming
you've experienced more than I've experienced. I mean, you've taken trips at the seat of your pants to Seattle and as well as Chicago.
Yeah,
just for the hell of it.
I have done that. But
just for the hell of it, you go.
Those things are born out of me realizing that if I don't do something, I'm going to become Frank. And that is the most scary thing that could ever happen to somebody.
Well, I'm a little insulted that you would say such a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have family.
Frank,
I have a wife and children.
Frank, no offense, okay? No offense?
Yeah.
I would never want to be... Is that bad to say to somebody that you think that their existence is terrible?
So you don't want to have a wife and a family and this and that? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
No. There are people who have families, wives and children... that are not just shut off from experience, from new things, from life.
Well, see, the difference with you is you don't have a mental disability, which is called ADDD.
There's a new one with extra Ds?
No, ADT.
The home security system?
I don't know what it's called. All I know is it's ADD.
The mental disorder you have is actually preventing you from remembering the name of the disorder they told you had. So that's amazing.
I have ADT.
Ken Moorhead in the Heroes Talk chat room says, you know, just throw some Ds on that bitch.
You know, Ken Moorhead's getting back to basics.
What do you mean?
Well, he's getting back to basics, you know. He had some feedback on his program.
Yep.
You know, he's doing things like he did it without the pomp and circumstance. For example, he'll do something how he did it in college, and then he'll show you how he does it today, because I guess he has a lot of money today, and he has all these fancy shaker things.
It's a good angle.
Strainers.
It's a very, very good angle. Maybe you punch some holes in a Solo cup, and there you go. Now that's your strainer. I told Ken Moorhead he should just get a studio audience of bitches to feed drinks to, and then they'll be thoroughly drunk after his fifth show, because as you know, Ken Moorhead films five shows in one day. That's KenMoorhead.com. KenMoorhead.
I think it's cut down to three a week.
He doesn't do them every day anymore. The wheels are falling off the bus that we call Ken Moorhead.
Yeah, pretty soon it's you know.
It'll be a Ken Moorhead segue in the next week.
He spent all this money on a website and he's letting it go to pot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, underachiever. Thy name is Ken Moorhead. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What was that barbecue company that we were forced to mention every time?
God.
Cripple Creek. Yeah, Cripple Creek Barbecue, ladies and gentlemen. Some awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. You know what? The Cripple Creek people, they might be very nice people, but I feel like we should be at war with them because we weren't getting enough praise. They were getting all the thunder.
Well, I noticed that he always thanks Cripple Creek before the DJ Newstyle show.
Yeah, like who the hell they are. Great. We can all make sauce, okay? I could buy fucking ShopRite brand barbecue sauce and throw some Tabasco in it and call it a zest of Mexican essence and sell it in a fucking glass bottle. Okay? We all know your game, Cripple Creek. You're mixing existing sauces. It's not science. I'm on to you. I've said it, Frank. I said it. He's mixing existing sauces. That's the magic behind Cripple Creek Barbecue. A1 and ShopRite brand barbecue sauce. There you go. That's the formula. Cripple Creek Barbecue. Why buy two bottles of sauce when you can buy one? Anyway, Frank, it's... The social media on this site, you know, Ken Moorhead's into it. Obviously, Cripple Creek Barbecue has some Twitter out there. But fuck him. I won't promote him. I'll have Ken Moorhead do it for me. But we're very much involved in this as well. Wouldn't you agree, Frank? We tweet. We mm-hmm. We tumble. We post things on our website, DJNewStyleShow.com. We also collect fans and updates on our Facebook page, right? You remember the URL to that, Frank? What's the URL to our Facebook fan page? Go ahead and let's hear it.
What is it or what was it?
What do you mean was? I don't understand. Frank, what do you mean was?
Well, I don't see it anymore.
What do you mean you don't see our Facebook fan page anymore, huh?
No.
So you don't see facebook.com/DJNewStyleShow?
No, and I was wondering what happened to it. I was going to ask you about it.
Well, I remember you mentioning something to me that you wanted to start posting things on there, and you demanded. You didn't ask. You demanded to be at to have the password to it.
Right, so I could post things.
Yeah, so I explained to you that Facebook fan pages don't have passwords. You associate Facebook users with them and give them admin rights. To which you said, oh, whatever, I don't, whatever, I don't care, whatever. So I added you so that you could post things to it. And I get an email the next day, the next morning to be exact. Hey, did you give me that password for that Facebook fan page? I wanted to add some stuff to it. I said, oh, no, you're already added. It's all good. And you said, what? It's on my Facebook now? Oh. And then you made a big stink. And I said, no one can see that. It's just that you're a part of the Facebook fan page. And he goes, oh, okay, well, how do I get there? So I gave you the URL. And you said it's not working. So I figured, oh, dumb Frank. You know, Frank's just a dope. You know, Frank, you do mess things up sometimes when it comes to the computer, correct?
Maybe.
Sometimes you're given, like, instructions, like, oh, go watch this thing. And, like, you don't know how to do it, so you never do it, right?
Right.
Well, I figured this was one of those cases when you said the Facebook fan page did not work. So I went and
so
checked it out myself.
So you didn't take me seriously at first. Is that what you're saying?
I figured that you mistyped the address. So what I had done was I typed it myself, and it was gone. The page that I put up, we had a good number of fans, people following it. We had a lot of updates. We were succeeding. And it's gone. Not there. And
that a bitch.
I can only think of one thing. One thing that could have happened, Frank.
Did you make Ed an admin too?
I think Ed was an admin.
Well, it's probably him.
Since its creation. Frank, I think the page had 6 admins before you. One of them is no longer with us. And I added you. And hours later, the page is gone. I gave you admin rights, and fucking an hour or two later, or...
I think I clicked the wrong button, maybe.
You were concerned that your profile was going to maybe... This was going to take over your profile or something. So you said, oh, I don't want this here. I don't want this on... And then I explained to you that... It doesn't do that. It's just the page. It's separate. No one sees you. And you said, oh, okay. Well, what I'm guessing you did, Frank, is you deleted the entire fucking page in a frenzy of trying not to have this be a part of your goddamn personal profile.
First of all, you could not prove that 100%. Because I even asked you. You're not 100% certain that it's me. Don't say you're 100%.
Well, here's the thing. Every other admin has expressed shock at its deletion.
Lies. All lies.
Well, I don't know because one of them doesn't log on anymore, Frank. Do you know what I'm saying? But everyone except for you has expressed shock at this. When I told you...
I was shocked
when
too.
When I told you, I got a fucking e-card that said
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
You send me a fucking e-card apologizing. So don't go with this. You can't prove it 100%. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. I hope this works.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Who's this?
And this is Jeff.
Jeff, you're on the DJ New Style Show.
Jeff from Culture Anima. How are you?
Jeff from Culture Anima. Culture Anima every Friday from 9 to 12. That's 9 p.m., 12 a.m. CultureAnima.com. What's up, buddy?
I never understood Frank's intense need for privacy. I mean, how do you reconcile that with being the host of a podcast? Frank, do you know eventually people are going to find out
Jeff, let me just stop. Frank is already uncomfortable. I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm not gonna reveal anything. But what I'm saying is, you know, if this thing takes off, let's say you're the biggest show on the planet, you don't think with a couple of keystrokes and some Google searches, people will find out who you are?
Easy, big fella. Easy, big fella.
Okay, so basically, Jeff, I understand his desire for a separation. I mean, I don't necessarily want my name associated with this show because, you know, it's not my job. Okay, I have a day job.
It's not like we live in a world where that type of connection can be made fairly quickly and with minimal fuss.
Sure, I understand that, but the thing about it is. You don't want to make it easy. You don't want to make it so blatant that that they're both one and the same. You understand? So
If you're that concerned, why even be on Facebook at all?
Well, the idea is to, you know, use Facebook for what it is.
Facebook is I utilize. I have people on there who are very religious. And they may not understand the DJ New Style program.
They might not understand the fact that you said "fuck the Pope" on an episode about 20 episodes ago.
Right. Some people may not understand that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things.
Is what you're saying, Frank?
He don't fucking let up, does he? Jesus H. Christ on a hopsicle stick.
So what you're saying, Jerm, is that. This is the real you.
Whatever you
think,
you know what, Jeff? Whatever you think it is, then that's it. All right, we can talk about it in private if you want, but I don't want to discuss it right now. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Please
respect my wish.
Who's the real Jeffrey?
You got to understand that, Jeff.
You put things that are too personal on Facebook.
Yeah, Jeff, you have no fucking boundaries. You just don't give a shit. But there are people that go to work and don't necessarily want to link their professional side with the side that, I don't know, maintains a shit photo blog. Okay?
Right, but they don't host talk radio shows. They're doctors and lawyers and
Jeffrey, let me pose it on you, my friend. I'm gonna put you and just say something to you. I'm gonna say this out loud because you posted on Facebook, okay? You mentioned a couple weeks ago that you were gonna short sell your house. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that anybody's fucking business? Is that something that's not something that you want to put on Facebook for the whole world to know, is it? It's not a good thing.
It's my business, so I get to decide if it's on there, don't I?
Pardon me?
Are you saying I violated my own privacy?
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, aren't there some things that, you know, you don't want people to know?
But
no,
Frank, what you're...
You know, Jeff, you really shouldn't be spreading your own business.
Yeah, you know,
that
yeah, Frank, that's...
It might hurt him.
That's exactly the point, Frank. What you're misunderstanding is that Jeff doesn't care who sees that. So he put it there.
Well, I understand.
He wants it there for everybody. That's what he's saying. He wants everybody to know this.
I outed myself.
Yes. He put it out there because he wants it to be seen. Whereas what he's not understanding is that a person could have could be multifaceted,
but,
and that
right.
they could be
no, no,
they
I,
could
I,
be the family person.
Finish my point. Please let me finish.
I was trying to finish mine. I was trying to finish mine. You bald fuck. Not you, Jeff. Obviously. So continue. Go ahead.
I completely understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, you have a secret identity. You live a double life, okay? And this veil of privacy that you think you have doesn't exist.
How many times are you going to try and make the same point?
Yeah, but Jeff, he knows it doesn't exist.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ken.
He knows it doesn't exist, but he doesn't want to fucking put it out there and say that, hey, this is me, and also this is me. You know, it's out there. We know it. We understand that. But we don't want to fucking... We would like to try and keep it as separate as possible, is what we're saying.
Jeffrey...
When we're doing this... It's the type of the side of your personality where you would go to the bar, get shit faced, and puke, and that's completely cool. But you would never bring that to the office, and that would never come up when you're looking for a job, right?
Right.
I completely
get it. I'm just saying now it has affected your program.
And it's you know what? I don't even think it's that. I think it's just he doesn't understand
can
technology.
Can I make my point, please? Jeffrey, you're on Facebook, you know, you have your name on there, Jeffrey Shane. And like I said, you mentioned a couple weeks ago that you're short selling your house. Okay. Now, do you want employers, people who employ you to know that you're short selling your house?
Frank, are you looking at it as a badge of shame?
It's nothing to be proud of.
I don't think it has anything to do with pride whatsoever. I'm now investing in a toxic investment. I'm continuing to pay for a house that will never regain its value. And even when my house is completely paid off, I would still have to wait another 10, 15 years for the house to even have a value to it that I can turn around and make that money back.
I'm in the same boat, my friend. So are many other people.
I mean, people could say I'm welching on a debt that I'm being irresponsible, but arguments could be made against that. In either case, the house isn't worth what I'm paying for it, and I don't think I should have to pay anymore. And I'm gonna take the steps I need to free myself.
Awesome!
You should have never moved to Long Island.
Well, okay, I can't wait for the discussion on PMI and fucking down payments and every other thing. But Frank, you brought up a fucking point that really doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with what Jeff was saying.
Okay, fine.
In fact, it's exactly what you're saying. What you put out there is what you know is being put out there. That's it. So Jeff knows it's being put out there. He's fine with it, obviously.
I'm just curious, which is the more honest side of you that you present to people? Is this the side that you want people to know? Or is that the side that you want people to know?
The thing is, and I noticed that Frank has stopped talking. The side of me that's speaking now is me. This is me. But there's also a side of me that can Listen, yeah, it is. And there's a side that can get work done that would probably not get the opportunity to do that work if the first thing people saw was somebody that jokes around and does all this and doesn't necessarily shout their own fucking praises and toot their own horns about their abilities with PHP and fucking .NET technologies. Okay? They would see a raving lunatic. Shut the fuck up, Frank! With your fucking whining all the time. We get it! You don't want to talk about this. I understand. Let me fucking wrap it up before you keep moaning and fucking groaning. Jesus, fuck! So goddamn annoying. We get it. We all understand, Frank. We know your dilemma.
This is what I'm talking about, Ken. Even this discussion makes him so incredibly uncomfortable. I wonder why he does a podcast at all.
Jeff, just shut your fucking mouth. Just shut your fucking mouth right now, Jeff.
Jeff, let's talk about more happy things, such as... can we talk about this Friday, or is it too soon, Kenneth?
What?
Wow.
This Friday.
This Friday, yeah, of course.
We could talk about it now?
We could talk about it all the time.
Jeffrey, are you doing a culture enema on Friday night?
No, but we're discussing doing a Helix Talk-wide conglomerate show.
Yes,
everyone.
That's right. Because as you know, March 12th, Friday night, Hear Us Talk is turning 2 in Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Tropicana. So we're all going to be there. Yeah, I'll applaud. I'll applaud. And Frank will be handing out personal business cards with his business email.
We are going to have a celebration at Atlantic City at the Tropicana Hotel. And Cam will be getting abbreviated that night as well.
Mm-hmm. Abbreviate, yes. I will just be known as K, period. What? Why can't you ever say the right word? Inebriated. Inebriated. Abbreviated. Frank, where'd you go?
Hello?
Yeah.
Ken, are you going to be drinking this Friday night?
Course!
You bringing a girl?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Are you bringing a girl?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Frank, are you bringing your girl?
No, I am not.
I can't fucking hear anything Jeff's saying.
Are you Jeffrey?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. What, did you take the phone from out of your ass? Hoping the vibrations
are... I don't know what's going on. There's something weird with the internet.
Jeff, what about you? Are you going solo?
Yeah, I'm going solo.
Okay. All right.
Looks like there's
some
trouble.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Hey, Frank, what's your social security number?
132.
Anyway, so that's Atlantic City, March 12th.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration across the nation in Atlantic City, New Jersey. New Jersey's Las Vegas.
I'm really excited for this. This is
I'm going to be drinking.
This is going to be awesome.
And I will be drinking, and I may...
Do you realize, Frank, you just cut me off so you could say, I will be drinking, and I will be drinking. You dumb, blithering fuck.
I
swear to God, I'm getting fucking heated with you, dude. Every fucking time, I'm in... Every time I'm in mid-fucking sentence.
Frank's Groceries on Route 9 in Oldridge.
Every time I'm in mid-fucking sentence, Frank, you decide it's time to make some proclamation you haven't even fucking thought through. Irritating. Fucking irritating. I can't wait to just fucking drunken slap you across your bald fucking face. When you're down and out, when you've lost $100 on one bet because you're wasted and you can't imagine losing... Or the idea of being defeated when you're at your worst on Friday.
You got two beds, right?
I'm going to slap you across your bald fucking face.
You got two beds in there, right? I mean,
where? What are you talking about?
In the room. So you know, I mean,
I believe it or not, we do have two beds. For some reason, they booked us a double queen room rather than a single queen.
I'll be in the chair.
You're not going in our room.
Pardon?
Frank, I'll tell you what. You pay half of it, and I'll let you in for an hour. You said you're going there. You're going there and driving home early Saturday morning. You're not going to sleep anywhere?
Well, I'll probably be up all night.
I don't think you can do this.
I've done it before.
You fucking fall asleep at a moment's notice. You're probably going to end up sleeping at a slot machine or in the lobby
somewhere.
Do
you even know how to play card games?
I know how to play the one-armed bandits.
Wow, you can put a coin in and hit a button.
I know how to play blackjack, but I don't know all the little mind games and tricks to blackjack and counting the cards and everything, you know?
The mind games? You know you're not playing against anyone, right?
Please
you're playing
learn.
Against the house.
You know, when I play blackjack, I like to bluff people.
Yeah. Jesus. I don't know, Frank.
Listen to me, Jeffrey.
It's going to be a debacle.
Jeffrey, are you going to let me
Everybody
stay in your room
go.
If I pay half?
What's that?
I can stay in your room if I pay half?
I believe I'm staying with Keith and Pristine, so if you want to sleep on the floor with me, be my guest.
With who in Pristine?
Beth Michelle Keith.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Ustreamer 69103. 69103 says, I think he's going to stay with Ed, but doesn't want to tell anyone. And then he writes in all caps, HOMO.
I'm not staying with Ed because there's just too many things that you know.
You know, you had a bit of a bone to pick with Ed.
I don't know where you're going with it, but I don't know if I could say, you know, if we could talk about this, you know what I'm saying?
Ed, you were telling me something about Ed complaining about, like, germs on food. And
oh,
people,
yeah.
You know?
I guess I'll say it because he's pretty much out there.
Yeah.
He went to Panera Bread a couple of days ago, and he was bitching to me that the guy coughed into his hand and then served his food.
Yeah.
But yet the same night, he stuck his tongue up a prostitute's asshole. Now, it doesn't make sense. Now, believe me, I don't want some guy coughing on my food either. But Jesus Christ, you just had your tongue up some whore's asshole and you're worried about somebody coughing on it?
If your minister could only hear you now.
So he had his face shoved in between the cheeks of a prostitute.
Right.
And then he's
licked her asshole.
But licking shit out of a whore's ass. But
right.
Someone puts fingers on the chicken of his Qdoba burrito and he's miffed.
And not only that, but I see, I don't know how much I could
say.
Well,
I mean, the people that he frequents, Frank, they kind of hole up in a hotel room for like the
right.
day, don't they? And then
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Don't they do that like where it's like kind of they book a room and then that
right.
day they do all their business for the week, right?
Right. Right. So there's many men going in and
Ed,
out. And
let's
out
say
of that room.
Ed might not be that girl's only client for the day.
Exactly.
Right. So, hold on. Joining the show. 316-768-4472. This is Ed, the king of
humiliation.
Welcome to the show. Ed, how are you?
Five people got that joke.
Yep, that's right. Ed, Ed, are you there? I think he hung up.
I hope he's not pissed.
Oh, man. I think he might be. He might be pissed.
He's too busy reenacting his kids from Milwaukee Blues.
Yeah.
Listen to me. somebody could be laying on the same bed that another naked man was lying on yet a half hour before this other person came in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand it. I do. I'm trying to add him to this conference, but it's not working out. So
your best friend is a pervert. If only people knew.
He mentioned the let's move on. I don't want to get the guy embarrassed.
You know, well, I mean, okay. So Frank, we've established that the girls kind of hole up in a room, right?
Right.
And these girls conduct business, which
right.
means they fuck people for money.
Exactly.
In the same hotel room.
Same bed.
Same bed, one after the other, right?
Right, right, right.
Are these girls the type that would clean sheets?
No, 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 no.
Of course
no.
not. Joining the show, Ed McGrath, are you there? Jesus Christ.
Humiliation.
No, he's not here. Anyway, Ed, I tried.
You know, Newstall, can I point something out
sure.
before I go here?
Of course.
I just want to point out that Frank took umbrage with the fact that I'm welching on my mortgage, but has no problem with Ed burying his face in a woman's asshole.
I do have a problem with it. And I'm not, Jeffrey, I'm not whelping on what happened to you.
Whelping?
I feel bad for you.
What, are you nursing puppies?
What?
Jesus.
I don't know what that even means.
Yeah, we get it, Frank. You don't know what that means. I can't conference him.
Frank thinks I'm a financial degenerate.
Yeah, he thinks you are. He thinks you are.
Jeffrey,
Jeff.
I don't. I'm actually
anyway,
very...
let's not. Can we just got off of that? Okay, I don't want to go back into that fucking area. Okay.
I'm derailing you. All right, later, guys.
Right.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much, Jeff and JMF Culture Enema Fridays 9 to 12. That's 9 p.m. 12 a.m. on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I'm trying to get our buddy Ed on because he was calling in. I guess it was going.
The person whom you're trying to reach.
Yeah. Okay.
Humiliation.
Anyway, it's not working. So, Frank, why don't we take a break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Frank, what is it?
Place you want to be and the place you want to see.
Yeah. That's right.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
Might as well take our time. This is Rob Geggs, executive producer of Best in Show Radio, which is also heard on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. Here's what's happening on Best in Show.
I was at work the other day, and this is a really embarrassing moment. I was at work. I'm working with a teacher, and the teacher's wearing a blouse, and she has this Band-Aid in the middle of her chest. And I guess she went to, you know, get something removed or something, maybe a mole. But, you know, she's wearing a low-cut blouse, and you can see this Band-Aid, you know. And, you know, I'm with the teacher, and I'm a teacher's assistant, and I'm helping the kids get ready for lunch or whatnot. And I'm raising my hands, and I'm talking with my hands, telling the kids to get ready. And out of the back of my eye, I see the teacher come behind me, and I whack her with my hand right on her boob, right where the...
On the Band-Aid?
On the Band-Aid, like, because the Band-Aid's right by the boob.
Like a bullseye.
And did you hear, like, bells go off? Like a slap?
Like an attractor?
No, all I heard was, ow, oh, and, like, she's, like, kind of, like, took a knee. She took a knee. She was...
You knocked her down! You knocked her down!
She's, like, 45, you know, 40, 45, and she took a knee.
Even though he's not acting anymore, still bringing the house down to their knees.
Hold on, hold on. I need more specifics.
It's like a pun.
But I hit her in the chest. And when she took a knee, I was like, oh my God, are you all right? You know, Miss So-and-so. And
no, I'll be all right.
All the kids are like watching this all go down because they're all sitting down just watching.
Any laughers? Did anyone laugh?
No one laughed. Everyone was kind of shocked almost. They were like, oh my God, like, just knocked my teacher out. Like,
what a school of pussies that wouldn't laugh when their teacher got knocked
this
out.
Is pre-K. This is about pre-K kids.
Right, pussies.
Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night from 8 to 11 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk Radio chat room on PalTalk. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it because it's so bad and terrible. I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing... Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into hearustalk.spreadshirt.com.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show, dick.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. That's DJ, NEWSTYLESHOW.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. Download our other episodes, our previously broadcast episodes. They're available there for download. But before you do any of this magical stuff, listen to our fantastic stuff and all that. Frank, you there, buddy?
Yes.
Got some award-winning software to talk about. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I heard of it.
You know what I'm getting at. What's the name of it, Frank, huh?
It's cu2.com.
It'd be ICU2, actually. It'd be good if you remembered that. It's ICU2.com. You know, there's many video chat services out there. A lot of posers, fakes, and wannabes, if you ask me. But the original is ICU2. You go to ICU2.com. And download it. It's free to try on your Windows PC. Mac version coming soon. I believe the users and admins of ICU2 are in the throes. Can you not be fucking disinterested when I'm doing this, you bald motherfucker? Can you please at least pretend you're fucking
into
anything?
I'm not even fucking paying attention.
You understand what the fuck I hear is...
What's up, Mac? Face?
Wheezing and gasping and all... Save it. Just fucking save it. I swear to God, I'm...
so close to snapping. I'm
good.
This isn't even it, you motherfucker. I'm gonna go, you know what? When we're on ICU2 tonight, ICU2.com, I am gonna fucking ream you out as you try to play fucking trivia.
Alright, that's fucking gay to say.
I
the
swear
word.
To God. I'm gonna completely destroy you verbally.
You shouldn't say the word ream, that's gay.
How is it gay?
Because ream is when you ream your asshole.
What do you call it? How do you order your paper in bulk then, Frank?
I order a case.
Yeah. A case of what?
Paper.
Reams, you fuck. And maybe you shouldn't have reamed your own asshole out. Or if you were going to, you should have done it for the fine people at ICU2. ICU2.com. 2009's People Choice Award winner for internet communication. Let's see if they can do it again this year. ICU2. I swear to God, Frank, sometimes your noises and your I'm so fucking bored with life. All I see are four tan walls and a fucking desk. That's all I see. Just fucking miserable sometimes. God, I mean, I understand, Frank. I understand you don't want to hear some things. You don't want to partake in some conversations. But please, please, fucking at least try to be interested. Are you upset now? Are you miffed, buddy?
About what?
About life? about your terrible hygiene? About your ripped open asshole? Are you miffed about that? You know, you talked about the shit vapor last week, Frank?
Right. Are you going to cut this music? Because I can barely hear you.
I didn't know the music was on. I didn't. Nobody else heard it except you.
Okay, well,
it's good. So keep bringing it up. You were talking about the shit vapors last week, and it's all I could think about as I was ripping carpet out of the house with the worst case of swamp ass I've ever had in my entire life. It's starting to get warmer now, so I'm still dressing as if it's cold. It's that weird time of year where you wear winter clothes and it's not quite right. Like, the morning is cold, but later on in the day, it warms up and you're in an uncomfortable situation. You start to pit out. You start to get the ass sweat. Is there a good word for that? I mean, swamp ass is the one. I don't know if you've ever coined another term for that or not.
I like to call it sludge ass because you're developing sludge back there.
Sludge. That is probably better than swamp ass. Sludge to me is more disgusting than a swamp. But what's the opposite, though? Like, I mean, that's a very wet and disgusting and terrible smelly ass. But what's an ass that's too dry?
Ash ass?
So you're saying someone with a dry, itchy ass would be like an ashy ass, like when you have a dry elbow?
Right.
So you rub, like, what, Vaseline on it or something like that? Or fucking
I typically don't use hand cream.
Why don't you use hand cream?
I can't be bothered with it.
I got it right here, Frank. Right here. I'm ready to moisturize my skin. There we go. Every now and then, you gotta take care of that, Frank. You're gonna get cracked skin. It's no good. And I have that on my desk, and I realize it's a little embarrassing to have that on your desk, but I don't have any other surface here. So you can think what you like, because I jerk dry, baby. That's right. No lube for this guy. Mike Tyson, Bite Me in the Heroes Talk room, is suggesting that might be my Jack lotion. I go lotion free, Frank. I go lotion free. I have a curious discovery, and this is kind of the first, maybe the first time I've ever seen this. Have you ever suffered from dick lint?
I get dick lint when I have mummy cock.
It's the worst. It's like, I don't know how it gets into that position. Maybe after jacking it or something like that, you put it away too quick, and some lint gets in there and works its way into a crevice or something. But you go to take a piss and a puff of lint falls out. Not like belly button quantity, but its own little shift. So you're saying you only get this after mummy cock, like after you try to wrap your dick so it absorbs whatever. And some of the leavings of it fall into the bowl. That's
yeah, yeah. Like after I have, I wrap my ding dong up. I wrap it up like a barjol, and I and the next day after I remove the paper mache from my ding dong, a lot of it stuck to my ding dong head.
So the strings are made out of toilet paper for your own right. version of the barjol.
And so I need to peel it off my fingernails.
You peel dick skin?
No, I peel the, oh, the
I could never pick and pull at my dick skin. That would have to be the worst. Like I've never had a dick pimple. So I mean, like
I used to have dick seeds.
Sorry. What?
About 15, 20 years ago, I would get seeds that would grow on my dick, and I had to push them out. They were black seeds.
Dick seeds?
Yeah, they would be like little black seeds, and they would be like embedded in my skin, my dick skin, and I'd have to push them out. They were like seeds.
So how big were they?
They were, let me think. What could I equivalent them to? They were like
hold on. You're saying you have these black things in your dick. It was a couple? How many?
I would get one at a time, but they would like form on the skin, my ding dong skin, like where the ding dong head is. And I'd have to push them out.
What, like popping a zit or something? Or?
Yeah, I had to push them out, push the seeds out.
Was it painful, like getting a splinter, or was it like a relief, like popping a pimple?
There was no relief or anything. There was no feeling toward it. I would just have to push it out, and then I'd pull it out, like you'd push it out, and it would poke through the skin, and
like get it with a tweezer or something.
Yeah, well, I would pull it out with my fingertips.
So this is something that's it's like a really hardy kind of material that you're pulling out of it. Well, like how was it? Was it a soft like substance or?
It was like a lentil, or a black bean.
So it was hard like a black bean like before boiling.
It was like as hard as like maybe a lentil.
Wait, you're saying it's as big as a lentil?
No, it was like the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, still, it's fucking big. A grain of rice, dude. You had okay. There are a few theories. There are a few theories in the chat room here. Culture Enema says that's cancer. Brian from Best in Show says it's blackheads. Our buddy Van says he thinks it's crabs. Did you ever find out what it was?
No, after a little while, it just went away, and I never got them again, so I wasn't really worried about it.
How long did you have the dick seeds?
Pardon me?
How long did you have these dick seeds?
I don't know, maybe lasted about a year or two.
Fuck, 2 years and you didn't do anything about it? Did you at least try to go to a doctor?
No, it just went away, so I said, screw it.
Oh my god.
So, I didn't go anywhere. You know what, Ken, I'm getting feedback.
Yeah,
I
don't know it's gone, don't worry about it. It's gone. Oh, wait. You got to turn off your fucking pal talk room or whatever you're in. Oh, I'm sorry. That might be me. Okay, I'm sorry. So back to your dick seeds.
Right.
Was this when you were sexually active?
I don't want to discuss that.
No, I'm asking, not because you may have, I'm not suggesting you got it from that. But what I'm wondering is, did you have to reveal your dick at any point while you had the dick seeds? To another person?
I showed my wife the dick seeds.
What was her opinion of?
She just ran out of the room.
She didn't want any part of it?
No.
As big as a grain of rice, and you said they were black?
They were black, yeah, black like a grain of rice. I don't know, they were just, you know, I used to have warts on the palm of my hand. They went away after a couple
you
years.
You know what, I had a lot of warts on my hand, too. I had like maybe 4 or 5. When I was like 12, and they just went away.
I had them for a very long time, like 5 years, and then they eventually just went away.
Did you ever cut them open?
No.
Inside.
But dirt would get stuck in there.
Inside the wart, there's something that is kind of like what you're describing. I guess from what you're describing a dick seed to look like, that's like the core of a wart. So I think maybe you had fucking dick warts. You might have had either dick wart. It's got to be blackheads or something like that. But I think the core of a wart is an oblong black thing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You've never cut them open or anything like that?
No. I mean, I remember, like, dirt would get embedded in the wart.
Yeah. They were all... Oh, God, they're fucking gross. And they would leave, like, a hole when you tried to remove them. And it would just come back, keep coming back. You poke them with pins, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then...
It was, like, it was hard, like a callus, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you could just freeze them off or whatever, but I never did any of that, because, whatever, it was just on my hand. I had hand warts, but I never had dick seeds. That is fucking just amazingly insane to me. Dick seeds.
I didn't know you could get pimples on your dick.
I mean, we've all seen the STD pictures. You can obviously get growths, but pimples, I mean, if you use a lot of grease... Or something like that. Like if you're masturbating with lard, maybe. I mean, that it's just skin. It's got pores that can get clogged. I guess you could get fucking blackheads. Were you wearing glasses on your dick? Because I know that I had a lot of blackheads when I had glasses because of the grease just getting pushed in. So maybe as a gag for 2 years, did you have some kind of attachment to it? Did you ever... not air it out properly or something like that? I mean, I don't want to get too personal here, but were you not cleaning properly?
No, I cleaned it properly.
Did you have dick cheese?
But I do remember when I was younger, when I would wash my ass, I wouldn't really wash it. I would just let the soap drizzle down my ass crack. But now I wash it real good.
Yeah, you got to spend time washing your ass. That's a good tip to everybody.
Because back when I was younger, I didn't have hair on the crack of my ass.
Yeah, that was always the salad days of washing. I want to point out that someone has already registered the name Frankie Dickseeds on Ustream. Like, you can't just make your name up anymore. Someone literally registered the name Frankie Dickseeds. That's how fucking shocking your story is, Frank. But, yeah, it's good. I applaud you on washing your ass. You know, the problem, though, I got to start dressing like it's spring because you take a shower and sometimes you could still get that fucking cranky ass. It's possible. If you do some working out or something like that, you run. You know, you got to be careful. You got to take 2 showers a day at this time of the year. Or in the summer, even. Now, is that the case with you? You get the occasional... sludge, is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, you get it. I gotta take a shower, and then a half hour later, it gets itchy back there, and I gotta take care of business, if you know what I'm saying.
A half hour after you
it's thinking... like clockwork.
So you've already washed, and 30 minutes later, you gotta take care of your ass again.
Right.
Jesus. What are there any tactics other than washing that you've come across to combat an itchy ass? Like, I mean, let's say you could obviously shower again, okay, but you're out on the road, you're at a restaurant somewhere, what do? Your ass starts itching.
There's nothing you can do. You have to suffer.
You have to sit there and suffer. You've never thought of anything, because I've come up with a few tricks.
Well, remember that time where we were on the radio program and I was scratching my ass in the bleachers?
Yes, I do remember that. We were getting ready to go on at the XM Studios, and you were literally rubbing your ass against the metal bleachers that they had there just to, I guess, soothe yourself.
Right.
But it looked like you were masturbating. Like little girls will do this, I guess, when they discover it feels good to rub your hoo-hoo or whatever on things. They'll just start rocking back and forth on shit. That's like what you were doing. It was embarrassing to even be near you. I stood up at the... I went over by the door. I just stood up. Leaned on the door. I didn't want to be on the bleachers that you were masturbating with. Fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. But there are things you can do like the undie shove. Have you ever thought of trying the undie shove?
What's that?
It's where you take maybe a peek around, make sure nobody's looking, and you kind of shove your underwear up into your ass crack to keep the skin separated. So that the skin on skin, Frank, that's itch.
You mean like a sumo wrestler?
Yeah, yeah. Under your pant, you give yourself a nice wedgie. Just to prevent the ass itch. And then you make your way to the bathroom. And if you can shower, you shower. Otherwise, you gotta try to swab it out there.
See, the problem with that is that there's a risk of soiling your underwears when you do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to soil my underwears, so I will prevent my anus from doing anything bad.
Yeah, but you know what though? What's worse, a stained pair of underwear of which you probably have 50, or an itchy ass, a painful itchy ass. What do you have? One pair
you of have what?
Underwear. You're gonna wash it eventually,
right?
So you can take it, shove it up there, relieve the pain temporarily, get yourself into a situation where you can take care of it, and then wash the underwear later. What's the big deal about soiling them? I don't understand.
Well, because then you're just you're wearing dirty clothes. So yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, Frank. We're having some technical difficulties, but that's all right. We're gonna keep on
trucking.
Oh, sure. I actually started walking my dog again. I'd given up because I don't know if you're a good neighbor, if you have a sidewalk, Frank, if you make sure to plow the sidewalk. But a lot of the people in my neighborhood have decided they've given up completely. So I've been unable to walk the dog because the fucking sidewalks have 3 feet of snow on them. But now I look out this morning, I see, oh, okay, I'm starting to see sidewalks. People have gotten through as the snow has melted. It's I guess, more manageable. They've cut through it. And so I started walking the dog. And I get to a point where, this one house has not fucking shoveled. So I have to walk around in the street and a blind spot in the fucking road. And it sucks. You don't. Holy shit!
The good thing about the snow is that if you have dogs like I do who take dumps, who utilize the backyard as their toilet, the snow covers the shit up.
Yes.
So you can't see the shit. But then once the snow goes away, the shit's real mushy.
Real what?
Mushy.
It is real mushy. That's why it's good when they do it in the snow, because it's frozen, and you can just kind of throw it like a fucking boomerang. So I got to this guy's house where he didn't, shovel the sidewalk, and the dog decided it was time to go. So we're at the guy's driveway, which is plowed, and we're standing in the guy's driveway. The dog starts pissing, and my dog's good for maybe a 10, 15 second if it's really bad piss. You ever count the seconds of how long?
I don't 10, 15 seconds is a very long time. I don't think he's pissing for 10 or 15 seconds.
Well, today, I counted 40 seconds. Straight pissing. I have no idea. Maybe there's something wrong with the dog. But 40 seconds of straight piss came out of this dog under the driveway. And the guy who owns the house comes out, gets in his car. Before he does, he looks at me very disapprovingly. He grimaced at me, and I grimaced back at him, and I let the dog piss, and 30, 40 seconds later, I move on, and he kind of backs out, looks at me a little bit, and he sneers, and I pointed at the fucking sidewalk. I just pointed at the sidewalk, and then I pointed at the yellow piss, and I keep moving down, Frank, and I'm having a good day because I've just shown this man that he should shovel his sidewalk because my dog will piss in his driveway. And as I'm walking down the hill, I get enjoying the plowed sidewalks. I hit a patch of fucking ice, fall down. Someone drives by me, looking at me. They stop and look at me, and they smile and they drive away.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny.
But I could be seriously hurt. People have died like this, but this person just fucking walks on. I'm on my back, holding on to a fucking dog on a sidewalk, and I guess I've gotten paid back. But so If you saw someone fall, it would be funny, but you'd at least check to see if they're okay, right?
Not if I was in a rush.
Let them die, right?
No, I don't. I mean, if it's the point where you know their head is bleeding and their head is cracked open like that video that you saw that one time, then that's a different story.
That video, I still can't get that out of my fucking head. The video that Van Edwards sent. It's on our Facebook fan page, right? Yeah, that's right. Actually, we had that on our Facebook fan page, Frank, but now no one will be able to see it because you deleted it on accident. So the dog pissed, and I got my vengeance by falling down. Not once, Frank, but twice. My dog's got, like, a crooked eye. You ever see someone with, like, a lazy eye? The dog kind of has a lazy eye. And I kind of don't like it because people will see it. And I'm thinking they're looking at me like I whacked him too many times. And fucking cocked his eye to the side a little bit. Gave him his wonky eye. I don't know. Do you ever see a dog like that and think that the dog would be beaten?
No, I don't think I've seen dogs with eyes that are a little uneven, but not in your sense.
I've seen dogs with shit brown eye stains at your house.
Well, listen, I have pure white dogs, and what happens is it's called tear staining, and see, Marvin doesn't have it because Sophie licks his eyes, so she gets rid of his tear stains, but Marvin doesn't like to lick so her Sophie back, so that's why Sophie has tear stains. Very common for many dogs, especially Chihuahuas and things of that nature, to have tear stains.
Yeah, but it looks gross.
Well, whatever.
It looks gross. You should be taking care of it. Why don't you lick them off?
Gosh. I don't want to lick
them. Do your dogs ever snap at you? Have you ever your dog snap at you?
Once in a while, Marvin will, if he doesn't want to be picked up, he'll snap at me.
Do you smack him?
No, he has no teeth, you know, so it really doesn't make a difference. You know, like but I will purposely make the dogs fight with each other because I'll take Sophie and just throw him on top of Marvin while he's resting and sleeping, and they'll start fighting.
Yeah, you sent me a link actually to a product, Frank, that I think that are you going to consider using this?
I'm considering it. Yeah, it's pootrapusa.com.
Now I went to Poop Trap USA, and it took me to fucking TurboTax. Someone actually registered Poop Trap USA to go to TurboTax, but it's Pootrap. Pootrapusa.com. It's an embarrassing-looking harness that you put on your dog that has a plastic bag that surrounds the dog's asshole and goes under the tail so that the dog can just shit directly into a bag and you don't have to pick it up. But what I don't understand about this, Frank, you still have to fucking take the bag off and touch the bag.
So, well, you're touching the outside of the bag.
But I'm not putting my hand in shit when I pick the bag up.
Right, but you don't have to bend down or anything.
How tall are dogs, Frank?
And you could wait till you get it back home. And
they're showing fucking corgis, for Christ's sakes. They have 2-inch legs. You're going to be bending down. Unless that dog can jump through fucking hoops. And suspend itself.
It's quite humiliating on the dog's part.
It is. It's fucking embarrassing. It's embarrassing on the owner's part because it shows you're a lazy fuck. Just pick the shit up. It's not that big of a fucking deal. You know what it is? It makes you look like a fucking pussy. It makes you look like a vagina man. Not being willing to pick up shit. Pick it up. In the winter, it's nice. When I was walking the dog, when there was no snow, I'd pick up the shit and I'd hold on to it like a hot hands. And warm myself up with his dog shit warm.
Wait a second. You use the shit to warm your hands up?
Yes, as I'm walking on the sidewalks, it's bitter cold.
What kind of bags do you utilize? You just use like old bread bags?
No,
or, you
know, no,
what?
No. I go with the rolled shit bags. The official shit bags from PetSmart. And when he shits, it's obviously the temperature of his body. I scoop it up in the bag, put a little a twist on the bag. And I hold it in my hand like I'm getting ready to go skiing or something.
Are you embarrassed to hold the bag so that other people may see the shit? Like, I hate people who have clear bags.
I don't care if people see it. In fact, I want them to see that how much he's gone because he's a smaller dog. He's 22 pounds. So if he's had a particularly large shit, to me, I don't know why. I feel like that's impressive. That's a,
my dog's 14 pounds. You think your dog is big?
I didn't say he was big. I said he was small. Are you listening?
22 pounds is not small.
It's a small dog. He's fucking small.
And you were thinking about getting another dog, aren't you?
I'm thinking I might. Eventually. Not yet. I mean, obviously, I'm not even in the house yet, Frank.
Right.
But when I am, maybe a year, maybe you get Teddy someone to basically dry hump to death. Because you know what? If I get a female dog, he's going to be fucking it. I can tell. And if I get a male dog,
but
he's going to be fighting.
You haven't even seen him have a hard-on yet, have you?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's fucking frightening. It's probably the worst thing I've ever seen. It meanders like a, like it basically looks like a 3D rendering of a gummy worm, like a flesh gummy worm. It just fucking, it's got a bend in it.
Right. Yeah. My dog Coco used to stick out so much that you would like at the bottom was a bulge, like where his balls were. Like it would come out like a big round, like a round ball bump.
It's so gross.
Dog and his dick, it would have his red fucking rocket would have its own life, for Christ's sake. It would just like, it would be like a snake. It'd have it just go on its own, you know?
There's nothing worse than a dick. I'm just going to say, dog or human, there's nothing worse than a dick. Now, Frank, I sent you a video this morning. This was sent to me. I don't recall who sent it to me, but it's from efucked.com. And it's like some chronicling, almost like an art film, of a guy just blatantly jerking off in public, standing right by in stairwells, on buses. It starts off like he's kind of concealing it a little bit with like a bag as people are walking, you know, past him. And then it ends up, this guy's just walking in the bus, standing in front of like four girls, just cranking himself. And they get embarrassed and leave. And Frank, what I found interesting about this is he was jizzing on things in public.
Exactly.
In this video. And he did not have dick seeds, as Culture Enema has pointed out in the Heroes Talk.
This guy was jerking off on library books.
He came on like a whole row of books in a library.
He was jerking off on the backs of seats in buses.
Back,
just a
front,
vile human being.
Stairwells, railings, everything. So, Frank, it's almost like justification for what you've been saying your entire life. Don't touch that. Don't use that. Right. Wipe your hands down. Did you feel, I mean, it's gross and terrific, but did you feel a little bit proud of yourself that you've been living like this in a world where this guy's just free to jerk off wherever he wants?
Well, it's not that I'm proud. It's just that I don't want to live like this. That's the problem. But when you see people like this, it just... It gives credibility to everything I've been saying for all these years.
One good thing is that it was R.L. Stine books that he was jizzing on, so nobody was going to read them anyway. But people are doing this. What if your kid went to that library and took that fucking book out?
And there was one where he was sitting on a bus, and he had his dick almost pressed against the back of the woman's head.
Yes, it was fucking really close. He kept inching forward too, and I'm pretty
just
sure
a vile human being. Just vile. Terrible. He should be dead. I wish death upon him.
Is there
a name for the act where a guy will just randomly jerk off and shoot his load on? Is that shark? That's not sharking, is it?
That is called, I believe Ed McGrath calls it, humiliation. Yes. Is sharking, is that what it is? Oh, I thought sharking was something to do with just tearing pants off women. Or is that the one where it's you just jerk off and jizz on somebody?
I don't know.
Like a drive-by jizzing. It's terrible. These people, like, how do you get to such a spot in your world where that's the only thing that does it for you? Like, you can't just go and enjoy jerking off to porno. You can't just go and enjoy healthy sex. You have to go on an AC transit bus in Oakland, and after Epic Beard Man beats up a black man, just jerk off. Or whatever. There was one part in the video where he's doing it in a car. A guy just comes by with a fucking camera and starts recording him. Fucking terrible.
Did you see the interview of the man who Epic Beard Man... hit?
The black dude on the AC Transit bus.
Right. Did you see him being interviewed?
Yeah, he was trying to act all proper and.
Yeah. It was. I mean, I was very.
Very intoxicated. That is not how I conduct myself. I want to apologize to the man, and I want just shut up, asshole. I showed that to everybody at work when I first saw that, and we all kind of were happy to see it, because the bearded man, yes, he's wearing an I am a motherfucker t-shirt, but he was doing the right thing, not being polite or anything, but he did the right thing. He backed off, you know, whatever. Got into a fight, caved the guy's face in. It'll happen. You never mess with old white men. Old white men are fucking, they're crazy. They're absolutely out of their fucking minds. They fought in wars that, you know, we read about in books. Okay? Anybody who's fought in a war that is in a textbook is a tough person. After Vietnam, sorry. Grenada.
Like, you ever watch those newsreels of like the kids in Vietnam? Can you imagine? I mean, if I was in Vietnam at 18, I would shrivel up and just. I'd be petrified. I don't know how these people did it.
Well,
you'd
probably either pick it up real quick and get along with it, or you'd be killed. And I'm guessing, Frank, you'd probably just die.
But I was talking to an individual who was a Vietnam veteran. He told me that soldiers would purposely shoot themselves or injure themselves just so they wouldn't have to be, you know, in battle anymore.
Is that right? I mean, I guess so. People really didn't want to go to fight in that war. So, I mean, I would absolutely see that as something that people would do. But here's my proposition.
I'm all ears.
I want you to murder me here on Thursday. I'd like you to shoot me dead. The reason I ask for this service is because I'm already facing a long, painful, and most certain death. You see, I have bone cancer. I don't know if you know about bone cancer. It's the worst kind you can get. It eats you up. Bit by bit.
You don't look sick.
I don't feel sick, not yet. It'll get bad in a month, and after that, I'd rather not be around for it.
Why not try suicide?
I've thought about it. My company's taken out a large life insurance policy on me. Suicide would nullify it, but murder does not.
Why me?
You're a drifter. Pardon the expression, a junkie. No one would notice if you disappeared. I've been watching you for a couple of weeks.
Maybe I'm just on vacation.
Not with the scum you hang out with. No, I've watched, and I've thought. It's an elegant plan. I've even figured out your escape.
Swell. Has it ever occurred to you I might not want to murder you?
I've got $50,000 that says you will. And a guarantee you won't get caught.
I'm still here.
I want it done Thursday, around 8 p.m., for Best in Show. My wife will be out, and it's the staff's night off. These doors will be open.
Wouldn't they normally be locked?
Sometimes. The staff usually forgets.
I had the same trouble with my help.
I'll be here waiting for you. The safe will be open. There will be $50,000 in it. You'll be wearing rubber gloves. Do you own rubber gloves?
I rent them. I have a lease with an option to buy.
Now, in this drawer. Ah.
A .357 Magnum.
My .357. You use it. No one can trace it to you. Your room will be in disarray.
Like a burglary attempt? You come in and catch me stealing your ties and monies. We scuffle. The gun gets loose and I shoot you?
Precisely. Are you a good shot?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Get me on the first shot if you can. Do you have a passport?
I can dig one up.
Good. Now, after you kill me, take the Jaguar. The keys will be in the glove compartment.
Take it where?
LAX. Pan Am will have a ticket for you.
Where am I going?
Rio. It departs at 11 p.m. at the conclusion of Best in Show.
Do they serve dinner on board?
And a movie and drinks. Stay down there for a year. So?
So you certainly thought this out.
I don't leave a great deal to chance.
Those will be open?
Take care of the gloves, the passport, and the aim. I'll handle everything else. The gun, the money, the tickets.
And the dying.
That's right.
Looks like you get the hard part.
What do you say? You'll be doing me a great service. Will you kill me?
Sure.
And scene!
First person to mention the name of the movie. Who is it? Don't give it away.
Yeah.
Has anybody mentioned it yet?
I've got to say, the first person to mention it, Steve the LARPer! Steve the LARPer is the first person to mention the title in the Heroes Talk chat room. He got it pretty much right away.
Oh.
As soon as we said it, he got it right away. Yeah, Steve, we've already said it's Fletch. You don't need to keep saying this, dude. This is Fletch. He said it about 7 times after we said he was the first to get it. I've never seen Fletch.
It's Chevy Chase's second to last good movie.
And what was the next one after this?
I think his last good movie was Christmas Vacation, which came out in 1989.
Well, what about Funny Farm?
I've never even heard of that.
Christmas Vacation, yeah, that was a fair one. It wasn't that great. As far as the vacation movies go, it was okay. But, yeah. Oh, people are mentioning, what about Fletch Lives, Frank?
I couldn't even get through the first 10 minutes of that movie.
I've only known Fletch because that movie would be on HBO and I would never want to watch it. I've got an itchy goddamn nose now! Fuck!
You know what's even a worse is the... Ace Ventura, the second one, part two.
There's nothing worse than that movie except for Dumb and Dumber, the sequel to Dumb and Dumber. That was bad. That was
when
very,
nature
very bad.
Calls.
Yeah. Oh, Memoirs of an Invisible Man. You streamer says was his best film. What about Nothing But Trouble? Have you ever seen that film, Bobo Little Devil?
Oh yes, the late John Candy. That was an awful film. John Candy. Chevy Chase and Demi Moore, 1991 it came out. It was so low budget. And Dan Aykroyd as well.
Yeah, and I remember Dan Aykroyd had a penis nose. And the Digital Underground was the performer. It was like, he came for the party to get naughty. Ooh, the worst. The worst.
I was a huge Chevy Chase fan back in the day. I would see every single one of his movies back in the early 80s and mid 80s. And then he just got too smug for the room and I said, forget about it.
Yeah, he got really, really douchey, I guess. I mean, maybe he took the fact that his talk show was, like, the biggest joke ever of, you know, how long can a show last. Any show can last longer than the Chevy Chase show. Maybe that made him bitter, and, like, he didn't want to deal with it anyway.
Now, do you feel that Conan O'Brien has taken the reins of the humiliation as far as you know the talk show, or still goes to Chevy Chase?
What is it with you and Conan O'Brien lately? I gotta say, Frank, I'm noticing some hostility directed towards Conan O'Brien from you on your Twitter, which is
Twitter. Yeah, there's a little hostility.
Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. Follow him if you're not already doing it, and if you are, create another account and follow him. Because let me tell you, Frank wants followers. Okay? Frank wants followers.
Conan O'Brien has had the biggest jump in Twitter history of any celebrity.
Yeah, I think he had...
He's been on for a very short time, and his followers, the numbers are astronomical.
Can you promise me we're not doing the Twitter game right now?
You know, there's been some talk about that Twitter game.
I gotta say, people think it's a work of genius, but not for, you know, what it seems to be. People are saying, Walter Subcheck and Jimmy J.J. Walker on Hate Us Talk, the show I listened to see just how poorly we did, they said that they believe you're faking when you bring these things to the show. They think that you want to fail to create a reaction. They think that the Twitter game was an intentional failure. And
I won't neither confirm nor deny that at this time.
Really?
Yes.
So there's a chance that it might actually be an intentional failure.
I will neither confirm nor deny that at this time. That's all I'll say.
So all of that research that you did to figure this out.
6 hours worth.
Wow. You dedicated 6 hours to that game? Holy shit. I didn't even realize it. You might have even told me that. That's pretty bad.
Let's talk about Conan O'Brien, though.
Let's talk about him. I've noticed you threw a few barbs at him.
Right, and I'm a don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan. I watched his very first late night, which came on, you know, whenever it was in the early 90s. Yeah. I watched the very first episode where he came in, he pretended like he was going to hang himself because of all the pressure. He was under immense pressure. The new guy, nobody knew who he was, blah, blah, fucking blah. Huge fan of Conan O'Brien, huge fan. But he's on Twitter now, and every reference is to the fact that he doesn't have a show.
Yeah.
You know, if I thought I had a show and I did a segue to I pointed to this or that, go I went yeah. to break or this and that.
He said, if I had a show, I'd tweet about which Oscar winner is coming on tonight. Instead, here's my favorite frozen vegetable, peas.
Right.
It's a sarcastic, and funny post.
He did another one where he said, you know, I thought I was went to commercial by accident or something. I don't know. He was talking to a neighbor and he accidentally went to commercial. So I don't know, something like that. Hey, everything, all his tweets involve the fact that he does not have a show.
Yeah.
Okay? All right?
Well, now he's got a post up here with a picture of him measuring a mole on his skin with a ruler. And the caption is, I no longer have health care. Could someone show this to a dermatologist and get back to me? It's funny. But now I guess you're going to take the stance that, if I had your money, I would just go and pay for it. Because your tweet that you wrote to him, Frank.
Yes.
If I had your money, I would not be Twittering.
Right. If I had $34 million in my pocket, I wouldn't even be on the computer, for Christ's sake.
But you understand he's keeping his name out there. The fact that he's tweeting now, Frank, he has 600,000-something followers. Jay Leno doesn't even fucking come close. He's just followed somebody at random. And now that person has fucking 17 or 18,000 people. And they're nobody. He's keeping his name alive despite the fact that he was kicked out of The Tonight Show. Sure, he got a monetary payment. But where he's living now, $34 million, that's, you know, what somebody gets for a fucking movie.
Have you watched The Tonight Show with Jay Leno yet? You're not a big fan of Jay Leno, are you?
Jay Leno sucks. Jay Leno has never, ever made me laugh with his dumb fucking skunk hair and his fucking shaky head thing and his terrible voice and everybody does an impression of it. It's fucking terrible and I hate it. I can't stand his milquetoast fucking humor. And oh, when he gives a real good zinger, who is it to? Oh, Sarah Palin or some fucking, Hillary Clinton. Like, it's the worst. He's completely devoid of humor in his current state. You know what? He may be a really funny guy, one-to-one. You go have a beer with Jay Leno. He may make you laugh your balls off. But from what he presents on that fucking garbage Tonight Show, it's fucking horrifically bad. Horrifically bad. And it's never been good. It's never, ever been fucking funny or anything.
Do you know that when he was doing the 10 o'clock program that the execs made him wear knee socks? Because what happens is, you know, he was like sitting in those chairs.
Oh, and his pant leg would ride up?
You could see his ankle, his bare skin, so they made him wear knee socks.
That's the worst. I hate when I have to sit down while wearing a suit and the top of my sock is revealed. That's just bad.
You find that embarrassing?
Yeah, it is embarrassing. When you're wearing a suit and your leg skin is showing, it's fucking bad. It's bad news. Unless you have your fucking pant legs rolled up and maybe you're walking on a beach or something like that in a suit. Like Frank's grandpa. Why does that make me fucking laugh? I don't know. But anyway, yeah. Have you ever enjoyed Jay Leno? I mean, obviously you said you're a fan of Conan O'Brien, so you probably like
I was always a Letterman guy, actually. I was always a Letterman guy. I don't particularly watch Letterman faithfully anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really watch any late night talk shows anymore, but you know, I was always a Letterman guy, but then he got boring to me too, so I don't really
I
watch Seinfeld at 11:30 or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Creative genius Jerry Seinfeld. Everybody loves Jerry Seinfeld. Lap on his balls, Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, he's the greatest TV now, Frank. You told me about this. I didn't even care to find out or see it. I just watched it yesterday. We're talking, of course, about The Marriage Ref.
Yeah. He's got a new program out called The Marriage Ref.
And it's not new. I guess it's like 2 or 3 weeks in at this point.
And listen, Seinfeld could have pitched him taking a shit and the networks would have hopped on it because, you know, he's a hot commodity. So it's just it's a show where he has two celebrity guests. They watch a video of a couple in an argument, and they, you know, will, you know, reference it and make quick, you know, jokes and you know, quick observations. Yeah. What a utter fucking! I couldn't even get.
I saw the pilot. They have this horrific animated intro,
Oh, that the intro goes on for almost a minute and a half, for Christ's sake.
Why did I argue with my wife? And my wife said this and that, and then she wanted it. I hit a home run. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that intro never ended.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. He doesn't even look like himself. The cartoonist sucked balls, and it's fucking 3 minutes long. And here comes balding Tom Papa, ready to tell some canned fucking jokes. Fucking just garbage. Fucking garbage.
And they're taking these people who are really not funny, I guess, and just I don't know.
Here's Alec Baldwin. He's a hoot, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa. You know what? She's funny and she's eye candy. Shut the fuck up. Funny. Anybody who's ever said Kelly Ripa is funny owns more than one reindeer sweater. She's so horrifically unfunny. She should be arrested. She should be put in fucking jail for life for how unfunny she is. Every fucking funny thing she's ever done is an expression at the doddering man on her fucking talk show. What? Reach! You fucking whore. I can't stand.
Speaking of talk shows.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not done with this one. I watched it. I saw the pilot episode of Marriage Ref, and it couldn't be any more fucking fake put together. The chemistry, the lack of chemistry is fucking stunning. The lack of comfortability between the two or three people with Jerry, just insane. It's incredible how much they don't even care about each other.
It's obviously Jerry does not even find these people funny. He's fake laughing, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
You know what? When Seinfeld laughs at something that wasn't said by him, because he's a self-laugher, it looks like he's in physical pain. Like, when he finally succumbs to laughing at something, he is obviously forcing himself to the point of fucking physical agony. He looks fucking terrible. Everybody looks bad. And it's clear that no one likes the concept. Everybody hates the entire concept, but they have to go through the motions. They have to go with this. And I just want to know, and this is kind of in line with your demands of Conan O'Brien, but you would agree with me that Jerry Seinfeld's on a bit of a higher level than Conan.
I suppose so. You know, just to digress for a second, was Conan O'Brien even a stand-up comedian? I know he was a writer.
He was a writer.
But he was never a stand-up comedian.
I'm talking as far as money and celebrity goes. Because my complaint with Seinfeld is, how much fucking money do you need?
Yeah.
Why would you put shit like this out, weaken whatever the fuck people thought of you, after that fucking B-movie piece of shit? Everything he's put out, Frank.
And he's Jerry Seinfeld, he gets, you know, these heavy hitter A-list celebrities. I think Madonna's on one of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he can get these top-notch celebrities that, you know, other people couldn't get, but it doesn't make a difference. It's still horse shit.
Yeah. Just it's one germ freak fake laugh after another. I couldn't fucking enjoy it less. Yeah, and you said, speaking of talk shows.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say this, Frank. I took off of work tomorrow because I will be going to a taping of the Rachel Ray Show.
Now, isn't this your second time going?
Second attempt. Attempt, yeah. We never actually got to the first one. It's kind of a big deal to get these tickets, I guess. Amanda had sent...
Who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend, obviously. She's having a night with the dog. Hanging out with Teddy, as it is.
Amanda's there tonight.
Yeah, she is. She wants no part of the show, though.
Okay.
She had applied for these tickets. I guess it's really difficult to get, and she lucked out, and in a couple months got them. We went, and we were there 5 to 10 minutes late, and they didn't let us in. So she applied again, but she got the tickets right away this time. And when asked which show she wanted to go to, she made sure it was, like, the latest show they had available. So there'd be no excuse for being late. So that if we're late tomorrow, she's going to really hate everything about me. So I really, you know, she wants to go. She wants someone to go with. No one can go with.
Do you know who the guests are going to be or at this point or no?
I have no idea. This could be the episode Rachel Ray decides to put a bullet in a goddamn revolver, spin it, and fucking, you know, end her life. This could be the episode where she gives out fucking gold watches. I don't know what the fuck it is. I know there may be some prizes. There may be some fucking food samples. I don't know what the fuck it is. I couldn't be less into going, but I'm into going because Amanda is really psyched about it, and she needs someone to go with.
Is this your first time going to a live broadcast?
Well, the first TV taping I went to was an HBO comedy special, but this is the second taping and the first, I guess, talk show that I've been to. So I'm just hoping I'm not in any of the fucking sweeping camera things. I don't want to be. I really don't like that.
Oh, I hope you are.
You hope I am? Why? So you can post it on our now-deleted Facebook fan page, which I've been trying to
get back.
You're
not going to let that go, are you?
No, Frank, I'm not going to let it go, because it was a really boneheaded fucking thing that you did. And I'm not 100% sure that you did it, but I'm 100% sure you fucking did it. How about that?
What does that even mean?
I'm 100% sure in my fucking gut that you did it. I have no fucking proof, but I'm...
And you never will.
Yeah, I never will. But you admitted that you did it, so...
Whatever.
You sent two e-cards, Frank.
I just did that because I felt bad.
You did feel bad. You felt bad, and you sent me one that said... It was a picture of a dinosaur. Can you forgive me? After all, my brain's the size of a walnut.
I was looking for the least gay e-cards, and there's very few of them out there.
Sending e-cards is a very, very gay thing. A very, very gay thing. I don't know. You tried to chat with me on Facebook. It wasn't the time. I cooled off, and then we spoke about it, and you were very surprised that I wasn't really...
Yeah, you were just like nothing. Just like nothing had even happened.
That's right. You know why? Because I get heated initially, and then I cool off, and that's it. That's it. I explode, and then I fucking cool, and I take my new form. I'm slightly damaged. I'm not the same way I was. But I'm ready to go. I have this. I have all the same elements. I'm just in a different form, and I'm ready until the next time I have to turn into molten lava and then cool off into some fucking sculpture of an asshole with a shit beard and a fucking technologically bald inept co-host. How about that? So tomorrow, Rachel Ray, really psyched, really psyched. Frank, have you? Heard about Alice in Wonderland, the movie. I mean, you have children, but this isn't really a movie for kids.
Yeah, I saw it the first time. It was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What? What are you talking about?
It looks just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
How does it look like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I don't understand.
Doesn't Johnny Depp look just like he did when he was doing Willy Wonka? He looks like the same character almost.
He has orange hair and white makeup. Now, and I mean, am I not seeing this?
Whatever. So I'm assuming you took your niece, right, to this Alice?
No, it was Amanda and I.
Amanda
was my girlfriend. We both went.
That's embarrassing.
I enjoyed it though. I thought it was good.
Did you really enjoy it?
Yeah, I know nothing about Alice in Wonderland. I never read the book or saw the animated movie by Disney. I've seen very few animated movies by Disney.
How is the 3D effects?
They're okay. You could watch this, I think, easily without the 3D and enjoy it, I think.
Was it an IMAX?
I guess. I don't know. I saw it 3D. I don't fucking know.
A lot of people don't notice, but when Ken was a teenager, he had a poster of Johnny Depp.
I did not have a fucking poster of Johnny Depp. You fucking faggot. You probably did. I know that you had a poster of Rex Reed.
What? The movie reviewer?
Yes. You had a poster of him reviewing a movie with one thumb up.
How would you even think of Rex Reed? Nobody even fucking knows who he is, man.
Well, you do. But you had listen a poster. To me.
Listen, I'll say one thing, though. He's a great actor.
Who?
Johnny Depp takes a lot of risks.
He's the something same.
That, something mean, Tom Cruise would never do.
Wait, well, now you have something against Tom Cruise.
He doesn't take the risks that somebody like Johnny Depp would take. He would never like yeah. Johnny Depp played Ed Wood. He played a cross dresser. Tom Cruise would never play that role.
Tom Cruise is gay. Nobody thinks Johnny Depp is gay, and if he was, he would shock the world. Fucking soccer mom bitches want to fuck him. But the minute Tom Cruise plays a crossdresser, then it'll seem like everything's confirmed. That's why he doesn't do it, because it would be playing to a rumor.
Can you see Tom Cruise as Willy Wonka? Or that pirate guy? Johnny Depp takes risks. He never plays roles that are... Maybe, except for maybe one or two, he never plays roles
Are you reading this from somewhere? I mean, how do you know so much about Johnny Depp?
I'm not reading it from anywhere. He never plays conventional roles. He'll always play way out there characters.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I like about him, as opposed to Tom Cruise, who I can't stand.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about taking risks and putting it all out there, Frank. You want to talk about that a little bit? You want to focus on that?
What do you segue
you
into?
You want to criticize Tom Cruise for not putting it all out there? Not putting in his best effort? Well, then I have a question for you, Frank. Where are all the pictures on your Twitter of the meals you were supposed to post? I guess you've only eaten two meals because you've only posted two pictures.
I very rarely stick to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was not going to be bothered taking pictures every time, especially when my phone was dead.
Our promotion here, 20 by 40, you trying to lose 20 pounds before your 40th birthday, has been a roller coaster ride. An ever-escalating roller coaster ride, starting at 216, then 220, 221, back down 220, back down to 216, and then way up to 223. Now, you said, after realizing that you hit 223, the heaviest you've ever been, you said, you would start tweeting pictures of your meals. And you did it the first couple times, and then you stopped.
I did it twice.
Do you remember anything you've eaten? I mean, what are the two things that you posted?
I posted oatmeal and I posted a granola bar. I'm having light lunches. I'm not going overboard with lunches. I'm having light lunches. I'm having light breakfasts. Dinner, I'm having a substantial dinner, but I'm not having seconds or going overboard, things of that nature. I'm also working out. I'm going on the treadmill. I'm going on the treadmill 30 minutes a day.
When did this start?
This started about six days ago.
Now, are you pulling the fucking wool over our eyes? Because Best in Show Brian said that he's obviously only posting the good stuff, which is why there's only two pictures.
I'd only be fooling myself. Not going to say this weekend I cheated. I went to my mom's house and I had one pop'em and I had one cookie. Pop'em.
What's a pop'em?
It's like a munchkin almost, but Entenmann's makes it. They call it pop'ems. I had one cookie
munchkin
and I had a tub of rice pudding.
And you know you didn't have one pop'em. Stop it.
I swear to God.
Stop
I had
it.
One
you did
pop'em.
Not have one fucking pop'em.
I swear to God I had one pop'em.
They're smaller than munchkins, first of all.
I had one. I just wanted to taste it. And I had one cookie and I had some rice pudding.
Okay.
I'm eating a lot of it. I've had Italian bread. I've had a good portion of Italian bread, though.
Jesus. My fucking nose is so itchy right now. I can't even tell you. It's so dry in here. I'm dying.
It's going to be even worse in your new house because you got forced air heat in your new house.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible. I have to get my humidifier going. But anyway, Frank, let's not deviate from the topic here. Have you logged any of the meals that you had in the last few days? Have you been at least keeping track of them?
Yeah, I keep track of them. I typically will have either like a oatmeal or cereal for breakfast, or I'll skip breakfast altogether.
What did you have for dinner tonight?
Dinner tonight, I had a burrito.
A burrito from where? Did you make this yourself?
No, tonight was a night where Donna doesn't usually cook, and I had a Baja Fresh. And I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't an enchilada where it's fried.
Yeah.
It's white meat, chicken, and vegetables.
So you had a Baja Fresh chicken burrito?
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere you can find the the calories on somewhere on there.
Here we go. Caloriecount.about.com. Frank, do you want to guess? You had a Baja Burrito.
I had an Ultimo Burrito.
Okay. I have the information in front of me now.
Are you really having, or you're just fucking around?
I swear to God. I have the nutrition facts right here.
Of an Ultimo Burrito?
Yes. Now, Frank.
All right.
Frank, how many calories do you think you ingested tonight for dinner?
400.
Try going up. A little more than that. Keep going.
For 500.
Keep going.
6?
More.
700 calories.
More.
800 calories.
790 calories. From fat, 342. You had 342 calories of fat tonight. And you know how much sodium you had? 2,140 milligrams. That's 89% of your fucking daily allowance. Frank, you did not have you didn't follow Tommy Lasorda's advice and have a shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, and a sensible dinner. You had a fucking day's worth of diet food, basically. If you're trying to diet, you're trying to go under 2,000 calories, right? Yeah, so your burrito here, not good. Not good. But you've been adding exercise to it. That's good. Exercising will burn some of that off.
You think you do something good and you get kicked in the ass.
Well, I mean, what would you have gotten if you weren't dieting? You would have gotten the enchilada.
It was pizza night, and I didn't want pizza again.
How many slices?
How many slices? I don't know. What do you mean, how many slices?
How many slices do you usually eat on pizza?
Well, I had Sicilian pizza last week. And I had probably about 5 slices of Sicilian.
Holy shit! 5 Sicilian slices! Fuck! Wow! I can't fucking believe... Frank, that's a lot of fucking pizza. 5 Sicilian slices. That's huge. They're huge slices. They're thick.
I'm a fucking pear!
Okay. Alright, so let's get this down, Frank. I have one thing to ask of you, Frank. Get the scale! All
right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Ow! Hold on.
We need some kind of music for this. Some kind of... Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Frank is going to be weighing himself. Yeah, so Frank is going to be weighing himself. He wants to lose 20 pounds by his 40th birthday. His last weigh-in, he was 223 pounds. 223 pounds. He started off at 216. Let's see where he is tonight. He is 7 pounds above his starting point and 27 pounds away from his goal. Of losing 20. He had cut his goal from 40, actually. So 40 has become 20, but I think he's working his way back up to needing to lose 40 anyway. So, Frank, do you have the scale, and do you have a trustworthy person reading the scale?
Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. Donna, all right. How are you? Thank you
for
officiating.
Well, she can't hear you. It doesn't really matter.
I'm just saying it for fuck's sake. I don't care. Jesus. So, The weight last week was 223 pounds, 20 by 40. Frank.
Wait.
Approach the scale.
I'm taking the headphones off. Hold on.
Approach the scale.
You got the answer? Don't say it yet. Eagerly awaiting the answer.
That needle must be going back and forth. Back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. How much I weigh? Hold on, Frank. Wait. Okay. Here we go.
Now, you ready?
There are some guesses here. There are guesses of 225, 227, 226, 230, 235. 235. You cruel motherfucker. Okay. Here we go. What's the official weight?
Please reveal how much I weigh.
216.
I call bullshit.
223.
What? What is it?
How much do I weigh?
216.
Now, is this my wife, Donna?
Yes, it
is. Are you lying?
No.
216, motherfuckers!
Okay, so he lost 7 pounds after gaining 7 pounds. Frank, did you have a child in between last week and this week?
I don't know.
How the fuck do you lose that much in a week?
What can I say? You think my wife's lying, Ken?
Yeah, I do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think she's lying.
He thinks you're lying.
Put her on the mic. Give her the headset.
Ken, did I lie last week when he was, what, 220? 225?
Was he 225?
I was hysterical. I couldn't even speak. Okay. I swear to you. It's not the scale because I weigh myself.
Okay. So you have a check for the weight. You know that.
Check for accuracy.
Okay. So it's.
I don't understand it, how he could be so heavy 1 week and not the next. I know he did better, but that's how many pounds?
I'm going to actually photograph
that's the 7 pounds.
He'll photograph it this week because it's to his advantage.
Yeah, last week he wouldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, but well, he's back down to his starting weight.
He wants me to take the picture.
Take the picture because I can't bend down. I get out of breath.
So that's 7 weeks and he's lost 0 pounds, basically.
What do I push this?
Oh, God, here we go. So Donna's taking a picture right now, and it'll be up on Germ Freak's Twitter. That's twitter.com/thegermfreak. That's T-H-E, Germ Freak, G-E-R-M-F-R-E-A-K. twitter.com/thegermfreak. Picture of the scale, 216 pounds. Donna, you should get his piece in there. Get his piece in
there. Yeah, see, the way you took it, it's like an angle, so it looks different, but whatever. I'm going to post a picture on my Twitter, okay?
Okay, it's on there right now.
All right, give me a second.
It'll be on there in a little while. 216 pounds.
Are you impressed?
No, I'm bewildered.
Do you really think my wife is lying?
I don't, but how do you peak and then go down back to where you were in the span of a week? Something. You must have just amazing retention in your colon. You must hold on to meals.
Take it again head on.
You probably expelled some steak that you had at your fucking prom. That's just been with you for years. Goatweed isn't buying it. Ustreamer 37673 says Frank can't read a scale. NorCal Murph says, why does Donna sound like a Goodfellas wife? Brian's is suggesting that they're reading kilograms, not pounds. Nobody's buying this. Nobody's buying this at all.
Well, I'm tweeting the picture. I don't give a fuck if you people believe it or not. Please, thank you, Donna, for your time.
You didn't thank me last week.
Well, listen, I was more last week. I'm pretty pissed off at you, Ken, for calling my wife a liar.
Well, you know what? She straightened it out with me. I already. Oh God, I can't help it. I already dealt with her. And we're cool now. You understand? You're the one that's devious, weighing yourself in the morning and weighing yourself at different times, pretending to weigh yourself on the show a couple weeks ago. You understand?
I weighed myself.
Yeah, now you did. Now you did. But now I hope that maybe on Friday we could get a test weight by finding a scale in the Tropicana somewhere.
No, because every scale is different, my friend. Hmm. And you cannot, you can't weigh yourself on one scale and do the other. The picture has been tweeted.
Okay. Twitter.com/thegermfreak.
Now, remember, the picture was taken at an angle, so it may not look exactly like 216, but whatever. I don't give a fuck what you animals think.
Wait a minute! How the fuck is that 216?
It's on a fucking angle, you prick!
Shut the fuck up! That's not 216!
It is 2!
You fucking asshole! That's like... No! No!
It's on a fucking angle!
That's halfway between... you're terrible. That's like 3/4 of the way past 215. It's touching 220.
No, whatever. I don't care. That's what it is what it is. I'm telling you, I'm going to put it, I'm posting another picture. Maybe this is at a better angle. I told you that it looks, it's at a fucking angle. The picture's at an angle.
Excuse. See, now that I know you don't have a digital scale or whatever this
digital
is.
Digital scales are bullshit.
And your fucking feet are hanging off the edge.
Hanging off the edge? What do you mean hanging off the edge?
You're putting your feet off the edge just to weigh a little piece of you.
I'll go, you know what? Go fuck yourself. End the fucking show. I'm not going to sit here and stick with your dick.
What? I don't know, Frank. I don't know what to say anymore.
You're almost disappointed that I weigh less.
I want you to weigh more.
Oh, because it would be better, right?
It would be. You know what? I do want you to lose the weight. I want you to be healthy, Frank, but I do love laughing at your expense. With that, that has been episode 247 of the DJ New Style Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please check out Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11, Hear Us Talk, and Culture Enema, Friday night, 9 to 12. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
You're talking to a fucking sign. Shut up. No, you be quiet. Outside, I'm scared. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Let me think about that, Frank. Yes! You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! I went to Home Depot! Seen a lot of bitches. That's just the Holy Spirit. Fuckface, I want pepper jack cheese, cause that's what I goddamn do. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Go suck banana, fuck you.